Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Let's get into it. Let's go with another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. So thankful for all of you to join us. I don't just say that as a cliche. I don't just say thank you just because it's a common courtesy. No, I mean it. You make this show important, and you've made this show one of the top 100 shows on Apple Podcasts in the management and marketing category. And for that, I'm grateful, because I do put a lot of work into this show, and we make sure to bring on the best guests possible. And if we need to, we also bring on return guests. And my guests on the program today are definitely no exception to the rule. I wanted to return our folks of the National Cannabis Risk Management Association back on the show, especially with the new year right now on us, 2021. And really, there's so much going on, and so much is actually really evolutionized, especially with the pandemic. We've all made changes, and we've all made some, you know, different measures, some different positioning on how we are servicing the industry as Cannabis Radio, as the NCRMA. With me today, I'd like to go welcome back Rocco Petrilli, the chairman of the National Cannabis Risk Management Association, and also joining me, Chief Risk Management Officer Alex Hurdy. Rocco and Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brasco. Glad to be back.
Great to be here.
My pleasure. And, you know, as always, you know, it's a shame that when we do all these calls together, because we do work together on a radio program that's here on Cannabis Radio called Chronic Risk. Make sure to go and look for the show, which is also co-hosted along with Tamela McBath, who, of course, we would love to have her on the show today, but we're glad to have you both on today. So, again, just to give you a quick rundown to go and give you the perspective here, Alex and Rocco, they both represent the nation's only dedicated Cannabis Risk Management Association, a pioneering innovative, groundbreaking risk management platform providing non-traditional offerings for a non-traditional industry. So, like I said from the onset, Rocco and Alex, like many organizations, the NCRMA has had to pivot to a more virtual setup to reestablish lines of communication. So talk to me about the adjustments that your team have made since the pandemic started and where we are now.
Yeah, I'll start it off. Alex, of course, has been a big, big part of this. We're a company that practices, among our staff, debriefing and lessons learned. And of course, you know, we're laden with optimism. So we're also always looking for, you know, what good came out of this, or what good can we make out of this? And I think one thing the pandemic did for us is it, you know, it forced us out of the air. It forced us on the ground. It forced us to stay in one place much more often than any of us had planned. And while that threatened our initial lifeline of getting close and, offering our services and capabilities to our growing membership, it also gave us an opportunity to probably communicate more deeply with that same prospective pool of people by creating much more quickly the products that they need to, you know, serve our mission and make themselves better. I'll ask Alex to talk about our academy, some of the specific contributions he made there, but there's really two big deliverables. One is the NCRM Academy that we were able to put together really at lightning speed because of the fact that we were, you know, anchored to our hot water tanks. So, had the full focus of the full team for the full time, which pays a lot of benefits. And then Alex's primary invention, which is CRP Squared, which is the Cannabis Risk Prevention Platform. And again, the concentrated effort that we've been able to put into that to have truly an innovative risk management tool that employs the theory of failure modes and effects analysis.
I want to go ahead and talk about the CRP. I want to talk about that platform as well a little bit later on. And I also want to go more into detail on the NCRM Academy. And Alex, I know that, you know, when we first talked to Rocco and Tamela back in January of 2020 when we first came on. Again, NCRMA was just, it got into our purview at that point and still relatively new to our listeners at that point. And then you were brought into the mix shortly after. And, you know, talk to me about, again, when you came in, obviously there was, we had, you know, still in-person conventions, we had different ways of networking and outreaching to, you know, a client base that's going to be coming on in that we wanted to introduce listeners back at that time. And now we've had to go to a virtual setup. Talk to me about, you know, really just coming into the environment, obviously from a different field, and then coming in here, and then everything comes upon us, and it's like, okay, let's, where are we going to keep going to keep this momentum going?
Yeah, I came in at a really interesting time. I came in right when COVID was creeping in and was hitting the headlines, and really have to credit Rocco with adapting to the situation. Honestly, before most of American society really did, you know, we were going to do a lot of in-person events. We were setting up for NCRMA 2020 in Vegas, and I was excited to go there and meet some people and probably do some speaking engagements. And Rocco wisely, you know, before most of the crowd had to cancel that because, you know, Risk Management Association, and it was just getting too high risk at that point. And so we really had to adapt right when I came on, right? You know, right when I joined the team. And so, you know, like Rocco was mentioning, we, there was some benefit for us to be, you know, locked down here and in front of our computers. And so we, you know, we spent a lot of time developing the NCRM Academy. You know, we launched off with the cannabis sanitation and hygiene course to respond to the COVID situation. And we've been bringing on real brilliant contributors to help us bring in new courses that are just great from, you know, disaster preparation. We have some great introduction to insurance and risk management, and we're doing some great things with occupational safety and health and compliance. And like Rocco was saying too, the software, it really gave us as a team and the developers we had, software developers we had to bring in to actually bring this thing into, you know, into existence. And so it is real now, and we are excited to really bring it to the masses. And you know, I think the what we did and how we adapted really, you know, it made us better. You know, it wasn't definitely what we were planning, but I have to give all of our team credit, and really Rocco a lot of kudos for, you know, managing this just chaos of a year.
And it comes down to,
I'd just like to add, Alex is, sorry about that.
Oh, no, I was going to just say, because of the fact that risk becomes front and center to everybody's ears now, because what's going on, that more than ever, and this is an inadvertent positive, I would say, this not was expected, but again, people throughout, even though we had the relief from federal government that cannabis was deemed essential, still, people had risk. People still had issues where there was going to be loss. There was going to be some points where on a readjustment of delivering, distributing, and getting out product to customers, because they just had to find a different way to work around. And obviously, so many different sectors had to go the same way. Finding curbside, you know, establishing a better hygienic protocol in all stores and really in just all grows and cultivators from seed to sale. Across tip to tail, there had to be a complete, not an overhaul, but really just a redefinition, a recreation of the protocol to get this all done. And this is where people need to understand, obviously, with you coming in, but with the NCRMA coming in, this is why the NCRMA is much more important than ever.
Yeah, it. I mean, certainly the adjustments created new risks that before the pandemic, we, you know, we weren't anywhere close to being able to mitigate. And now we have those tools in place. I mean, the pandemic wasn't a risk before the pandemic,
right?
You know, and it's given a whole rise to, you know, new realizations and new horizons when it comes to you know, what's really out there and what risks threaten what we have, and the steps, really the comprehensive steps that we have to take to get in front of that risk to make sure that we protect our livelihoods and our businesses in the event of happenings. Because we can't say that won't happen to me anymore, because it's happened to us.
During the critical part of the pandemic in April, your team wrote a blog post on the impact of the COVID-19 crisis on cannabis business insurance, very ahead of the game. And in this story, it was had penned, quote, whether the coronavirus pandemic will strengthen the relationship between the insurance and U.S. cannabis industries is a difficult question to answer. And I'm not sure how far we've gotten on that, answering that question yet. Now, Rocco, you did say this in that blog post, quote, a key impact on the cannabis industry and those who work to insure cannabis companies is the broad recognition that cannabis is a legitimate, mainstream, and essential business that may be worth the risk of insuring. However, larger scale admitted carrier participation in the industry still likely won't happen until federal legalization or broader federal protections such as the Safe Banking Act are passed. Now, we did see that recently the MORE Act was passed by House Democrats in Congress, even though it's had some resistance. And there was only five Republican representatives that actually went ahead and said yes to the bill. I think it's just more of a symbolic gesture in my own personal perspective. But we also read early reporting about legalization being proposed back in April by Yahoo Finance. I remember reading that they were talking about legalization could be proposed, full-scale federal legalization to help with the economic recovery. But then it was just nothing more than an article. So until we have Congress finally take that legalization debate, not what they did with the MORE Act, but the SAFE Act, which I support, what expectations do you have? Because we know that the cannabis industry would help greatly benefit the economic recovery. We still have major markets that have yet to open up. Even though we do have an economic recovery, we have a V-shaped recovery right now. Cannabis would only bring us to another level.
What the pandemic did, Brasco, is not maybe make insurance companies more accepting of cannabis, because that's really dictated by corporate position and structure, and in many ways the tie to the banking industry that big insurance has. One thing the pandemic did do is it opened everyone's eyes to the need for and the acceptance of the broader acceptance of risk management. And we've been saying this very frequently and very recently within the NCRMA. The biggest advice we give people is don't let insurance drive your risk management needs. Let risk management drive your insurance needs. Because insurance is nothing more than a very important cog on the risk management wheel. But let's face it, in an ideal world, if you had the most effective risk management platform available that would eliminate all your risk, you wouldn't need insurance.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with the impact of risk management. So
there's some, and the thing is, on this program, we talk to quite a few different companies when it comes to, you know, software as a service, or just those that are working and really testing and compliance. But risk management, I feel like it's an underobserved topic. That's why I'm glad to have you both on the show to go and talk about that. I want to go more into the weeds of ergonomics. I want to really talk about some of the issues that were brought up that the industry has talked about when it comes to risk management, and get your take on it. Again, I'm here with Rocco Petrilli, who's chairman of the National Cannabis Risk Management Association, accompanied by NCRMA's Chief Risk Management Officer, Alex Herding. Again, if you want to know more complete information on the NCRMA membership information, education. They talked about, different platforms they're working on right now. The NCRM Academy, ncrma.net is where you should go. Take a look at the website while we go to commercial break. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoogies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with Rocco Petrilli and Alex Herding of the National Cannabis Risk Management Association, or the NCRMA, which, by the way, they host the program here on Cannabis Radio. You can go and look for more episodes that are coming up down the pipeline of Chronic Risk. I'm telling you, some great service providers on that program. Well, a lot of information about the NCRMA. You need to know about this organization. You need to understand the importance. As much as compliance is important, risk management, insurance, we've had some insurance people on, but there's not enough information out there. And I'll tell you, we've had only so many guests that have talked about this. It's important. Just like we have issues finding those that will help in financial and banking, insurance is imperative. It's crucial. It's vital to your business. That's why the show's called Chronic Risk. And that's why that program is there to go and help out and really inform and incite people. So I endorse the program. I produce it. I've actually got a chance to guest host a couple of times. I highly recommend you go ahead and look for the show, listen to the back episodes, and learn and be informed. This, obviously, you might want to hear go through so many different papers on insurance, because it's like, is it a readable product? Well, it's just like people like listening to Audible for books, like I do. We like to hear it in audio format. So the show Chronic Risk is available for all of you to go and check out for yourselves. I'm telling you, go ahead and subscribe to the show. Look for it. We'll have a link to the program here in the show description as we go ahead and move along with Rocco and Alex. Now, NCRMA has also published concerns about ergonomics in the cannabis industry, as emerging as workers experience injuries due to their operational tasks. Now, Alex, you said this, quote, "Cannabis operations have many tasks with repetitive motions like trimming and pruning. Workers who perform these jobs are at a heightened risk of injuries like tendonitis and carpal tunnel syndrome. These courses, the courses you provide are designed to teach the hazards of repetitive motion injuries and how to manage them with best practices. Addressing these issues may help with improve workplace safety, enhance morale, and could impact workers' compensation insurance premiums." So we're going to talk about some of the actions NCRMA has taken to address this, but let's talk about ergonomics as a whole. I want to give some context to the audience. So riskandinsurance.com reported how responsible cannabis growers in California are uniquely positioned to lead the way, while others either comply or face heavy penalties. So talk to me about, expand on what is happening in California, what should be happening industry-wide, the importance of ergonomics, if you want to give a little bit of a definition to let people have an understanding of what we're talking about.
Yeah, so ergonomics can, the simple definition is fitting the job to the person or employee. And that means a lot, obviously. But it's essentially providing the safest workplace that will prevent injuries for your employees. And the most common type of hazard with ergonomics is repetitive motion. So the things you do over and over, the tasks that need to be done, like pruning and harvesting and trimming. And trimming is the most unique repetitive motion in the industry. And there really hasn't been much studied on that. And I'll get into some of our exciting capstone course that we just worked with Penn State, and some real brilliant students came away with some really interesting study and information. But in regards to California, California is actually the only state that has an ergonomic standard. There was a federal ergonomic standard that was, I think it was in the 80s, that they tried to come in at a federal level and implement ergonomic standards across industries. But it really didn't take hold. And California was really the only state that actually ran away and took those standards. And so essentially in California, if an employee reports, if more than one employee reports a repetitive motion injury, they have to adhere to the California's ergonomic standards. And that essentially is similar to other safety standards out there. They'll have to study, they have to do study the hazards that are on site in the workplace. They have to, you know, try to control those hazards, and then they have to train the employees and how to stay safe. And
now, how similar is this to, say, in factories or, you know, other agricultural environments, or just even, I mean, I just imagine if anybody has to go work in a farm environment or in just kind of a, you know, that kind of area, is it a much similar kind of idea? Is there any differences at all?
Oh, no, it's really similar. Actually, agriculture, obviously, you know, that's what cultivating is an agricultural process. And there's a lot of industries really that are similar. You know, we're working closely with a partner, Dr. Chris Hughes of Atlas Performance, and he was actually part of this capstone course at Penn State. And he works closely with groceries, with grocery stores and big grocers, and you know, just stocking, you know, stocking things on shelves. There's a lot of these tasks out there, and it is actually, there was an interesting study from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, I believe in 2013, and it was 1/3 of all reported injuries in the country were repetitive motion injuries. So that just shows you how broad of a hazard it is. And there was actually another interesting statistic through Colorado, the largest workers' comp provider out here. I think it was 2019. They put out that strains were the number one injury in cannabis. And that's directly related to, you know, a lot of these repetitive motion injuries that we're talking about.
And I would imagine that California wants to be ahead of that, be tip of the spear, if you will, because of the fact that they are, I mean, they probably have a lot of issues with workers' compensation anyway. I would imagine there's a lot of different states that's the issues, that they need to kind of keep those premiums down, keep the prices down. And, you know, it just, it's good. Is that the idea, is to go ahead and present it in the same fashion where, you know, what a cannabis grow might be is the same thing as agricultural. It should be attached in the same way, same kind of provisions, same kind of regulations should be put in play.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's actually a deeper issue just with the industry itself, because of where it came from, the black market. You know, these workers, even now, are a little uneasy telling any government agency anything, you know. So I think it really is about bringing awareness of worker rights, that they have the right to workers' compensation and they have the right to report these injuries to their employer. A lot of this information is just, you know, it needs to get out there. But I think you're right. Ultimately, the goal is to, you know, to lift up the standards in this industry, like every other industry out there.
I want to go and point out a term that maybe some people have not heard of: parametric insurance. Cannabis Industry Journal talked about this, and I pulled this up. Here's what they wrote in a recent article. Quote, outdoor cannabis crops aren't covered by traditional crop insurance. You didn't know that. But in a hardening property insurance market, a world of climate change and shifting weather patterns, growers are looking for a way to mitigate their risk. Parametric insurance may be your best bet. They go on to write, unfortunately, traditional crop insurance is available for outdoor cannabis cultivators. Why? Primarily because of a lack of data on yield performances, and the impact the weather has on yields. Insurance companies don't create policies until they have the data to back the policy, but meanwhile, the growers are assuming all the risk. Enter parametric insurance. Here's what it is. It is a program that pays out after a certain parameter is met. In the case of cannabis growers, the parameters are weather-related. The policy is triggered when the weather varies from the average. If there is too much rain during a specific period of time, for example, or a large occurrence of large hail. Because the policy is related to average weather, it has to be tailored to the specific growing region, which means the parameters for Colorado won't be the same for a policy like for Maine. So what's your thoughts on parametric insurance, and is that something you talk to service providers and to the membership about? Rocco or Alex, whichever one you want to go ahead and take this first.
Brasco, it's a good opportunity for us to talk about the recent press release that was issued by the NCRMA that announced now the successful launch of an insurance captive that is an association-owned insurance company that is owned by the NCRMA and limited to the product coverage, selling certain product coverages to NCRMA members. I was quoted in that press release as talking about that it's really been an arduous task in working on the development of that insurance product. And that has been primarily tied to two things. Number one, of course, is the pandemic. Number two is this hardening in the market that you talk about that has resulted from, what's really been a bad year from property casualty standpoint related to things like wildfire and coastal hurricanes. We looked at parametric insurance and quickly, turned and ran away from it as fast as we could. And the reason we did that is the basic principle of insurance is really violated with parametric insurance because it doesn't require an accidental or fortuitous or chance event. So it's really tough to create a viable product around. It's really like it's like buying futures on the weather. Okay. So anybody that's been in the futures market, that although you can do some research, it's really more about your pension for risk, and we're into risk management. So what we did instead is we made a significant and substantial investment into computer modeling service and technology that really helps us better define and better predict risk factors of several perils. Not only wildfire and wind and hail that are tied to geographic location, and we're going to use that investment to do the same thing again. Parameters for California are different than the parameters would be for Maine, but we're going to do it much more scientifically instead of throwing our members' money on the crap table, so to speak.
So it's more of amalgamation. So it's not just, so you're going kind of just going like an AI approach, it sounds like, to go ahead and really get the idea of, based on different climates, based on different situations, you're able to go ahead and custom tailor policies based on all these factors.
Because at the end of the process, the property owner really doesn't have as much to gain from holding this parametric policy. The people that really can gain are, the people that are in the middle that are brokering these futures, as I call them. And that, again, that's, I'm not saying it's not a good solution that won't work for people. It's, just given our vision and our mission and the fact that we're here to primarily protect our members, it's certainly not for the insurance products trichome that are endorsed by the NCRMA.
And for those that are looking for that, go again, the website is ncrma.net. And what we're talking about here when it comes to captive insurance, look for, on the top of the page, on the homepage for cannabis insurance, all the information is detailed there. And also, coming up after a short break, I want to go ahead and get into what we talked about from the onset about the NCRM Academy, which is an educational effort. Listen, if you've listened to this program for the last 20 minutes or so, and you're a little bit confounded like I am, because there's a whole lot of information to go ahead and wrap around my head to figure it out. And that's what I have in here is fact-finding. If you want to learn and you want to understand the importance, if this is heightened awareness for you, then stick around after the break. You're going to want to learn about the NCRM Academy. We're going to talk about that after a short break here, joined by Rocco Petrilli, the chairman, and Alex Herding, Chief Risk Management Officer of the National Cannabis Risk Management Association, here on Blunt Business on CannabisRio.com. Back after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with Rocco Petrilli and Alex Herding of the NCRMA. Again, website is ncrma.net. .net, make sure to put that. And again, you know, if you want to hear more about this, you know, besides the wonderful appearances where you're graced by Rocco and Alex and Tam was the presence here on Blunt Business, make sure to go ahead and listen into Chronic Risk, which you can also find here as a compliment to the Cannabis Radio Network. Make sure to go look for Chronic Risk wherever you find your podcast. That's where you find Blunt Business. You will also find Chronic Risk. And remember, I'm also part of this program because I helped to produce it. And, you know, we put on some great content there. Make sure to go and also put a subscribe to that, rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Find it wherever you find it, including Amazon Music. It's all major platforms. Again, if you want to have education and get more of a precursor of all the things that NCRMA is doing and what we're also talking about when it comes to subjects as we're talking about today, you need to go check Chronic Risk. It's much more comprehensive, much more detail, more context, more signal, less noise was what we're doing on that program. So Chronic Risk, go ahead and download it today. NCRMA now, they have launched the NCRM Academy, designed to offer its members training and resources needed to protect and grow their business. Now, NCRMA has released a collection of four courses so far that I read about that will focus on ergonomics, which we talked about early on, and that's where I quoted about the Academy with Alex in the second segment, and the prevention of workplace injuries in the cannabis industry. And courses will be presented by Alex and Dr. Chris Hughes, which Alex, you just mentioned before, physical therapist with Atlas Performance Technologies, specializing in orthopedic physical therapy and biomechanics. So again, give me a little bit of an overview, Rocker Alex, on this new educational offering from NCRMA.
Yeah, so we've actually added quite a few more courses since then, and that we have different curriculum or tracks of courses, and so in our cannabis occupational safety and health, we have cannabis sanitation and hygiene, and we have four courses on ergonomics, introduction to ergonomics, a basic understanding of the rules, regulations, what ergonomics is, and the hazards that are there, and then I'm actually developing a few more courses that in the cannabis occupational safety and health track, where it'll be more introduction to occupational safety and health. We'll talk about the different hazards that are out there, all the different safety and health plans. And we have some other great courses outside of safety and health. Obviously, risk is much broader than that. And so we have introduction to insurance and risk management, disaster preparation. We're bringing in some great finance courses. We have some great compliance courses. And we're building this up. We're going to have quite a few more courses over the course of this first quarter and year. And really, we want to, you know, provide the information and education to businesses that need it. Because a lot of this, you know, you start off in this industry and it's like drinking from a fire hose and you don't know what you don't know. A lot of these people are, you know, passion is passion project. They know the product, they know how to grow the product or produce and sell, but they don't know much of other things associated in their business. And so, you know, we're trying to provide that to the industry as a whole. And additionally, we're also going to start training and certifying risk managers as well, so they can have a broad understanding of the industry and help manage and mitigate risk.
Now, Rock, I want to ask you, in terms of the education that's being done here and the information that's being provided and the services being provided as a whole, I feel like we're getting a lot. It's a definite benefit for those that are in the cultivation space. the grows, the agricultural end, the warehouse, the factory end, the housing. I want to know if there is anything you can point out that I'm missing when it comes to the retail side, when it comes to the dispensaries, when it comes to wholesale delivery services, anything like that you could tell us that NCRMA provides on that respect.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what Alex talked about, and I mean, he'll talk about it all day because it's his sweet spot, but he's also, he's also very much, I'm going to call a very, very high level knowledgeable generalist when it comes to everything that's going on in the cannabis industry. I mean, we have seven curriculum. What Alex just talked about falls in one of the seven, and that's what we call COSH, which is Cannabis Occupational Safety and Health. But the real key of these seven curricula is they were designed in response to what our members told us that their risk management needs were. So we're a very service oriented, we're a very responsive organization. I mean, when you say NCRMA, I want two words to come to mind from our members and from people that hear it. One is trust and the other is responsive. So as associated to those businesses, as an example that you just mentioned, I mean, we have a complete curricula that involves and revolves around compliance, which is probably the key point that risk management has to bring in under its veil for 2021. And it's also very challenging because it's very state specific. We also have curricula that are based on talent optimization, putting the right people in the right places, motivating those people, how to organize those people virtually. And the biggest part is not after you find the right people, retaining them. I mean, because of this V-shaped recovery that you referred to earlier, Brasco, we're getting right back to the area where, labor shortages are controlling a business's ability to be successful. Because, again, we had the pandemic, everything shut down, unemployment was very high. Now with the V-shaped recovery, it's escalating right back to where it was. So having tools and perfected talent optimization strategies are very important. We focus on finance and accounting and cash management and business valuation. So yeah, I mean, across the board, we have a educational platform that's focused on all of the primary risk management needs of the entire cannabis vertical.
The organization is growing. Your offerings are growing. I mean, that's one thing that's a testament to where we were when we talked back in January, Rocco, to where we are now. And that there, I felt like there was no, I don't feel like it was any hesitation or any kind of slowing down of the growth of where this organization has come to back in January. It was still, I mean, kind of an infancy, but now it's gotten to such a point. Obviously we would want to go ahead and have, obviously, the Chronic Risk Program, obviously having you on Blunt Business. And it's a drive where, you know, I don't want to come in, and nobody should ever rule out the idea that, and when we went ahead and talked together the first time, I felt very good about where you're going to go with this. I thought it was extremely important. And we're doing this show for the last few years. It's more and more that people need to have the understanding of not just compliance. Compliance, we could talk about till the cows come. There's so much we could talk about when it comes to that. But risk management, mitigation, you know, really the concern of your business, of your employees, of all different factors when it comes to your business, it's a responsibility, it's an accountability, it's important. It's just, it's part of what should be done. It's a default, if it's more than anything else, to have that understanding and to let people know that groups like the NCRMA are here to help and to support. And obviously, like you said, a responsive attitude. When you need to have help, there's a reaching hand right now. You know, it's like how State Farm says, like a good neighbor. It's what it is. Being a good neighbor, NCRMA is there to the call, to the beck and call of what you need. So we want to go ahead and draw more people to go ahead and look at the membership of the NCRMA. Obviously, you can always take more people in. Let's take a couple of minutes to go and talk to the listeners about where they can go, what they should know essentially about NCRMA that should bring them to come to your website, to come up and become a member, why they should become a member, and what are the benefits of membership. Tell us more, please.
Well, the you know, just to reach back a bit, and what you talked about is, you know, since last January, you haven't noticed any hesitation in the completion of our mission. And that's because there hasn't been any.
No.
And the reason there hasn't been any is this team. And that is the biggest advantage that I can point to as the leader, is you need to be an NCRMA member because you get access to this team. And this team is made up of our internal employees, and it's made up of our service partners. I mean, as a leader, it's my responsibility to set the vision, to set the tone, and set the pace for the organization. And I've been very demanding when it comes to that. But this team has delivered. So, you know, the tools are great. The education's great. You know, everything that we offer in through the insurance captive product offerings are great. But the primary reason you want to belong to the NCRMA is this team's going to be responsive to your needs, and this team can be trusted to take you to where you need to go.
The Chronicris program, which we here at Cannabis Radio have, when there have been new members that have joined the NCRMA, they've brought on complete transparency. A number of new members that came on board, you know, on one of the episodes I got to get, you know, the pleasure to guest host, we got to learn. And, you know, there was no holding back on finding out where the background, why their qualifications. Again, it's like you're basically, you know, doing the job interview with them. You're learning about these people. You're learning about their service providers. Everything's transparent. The program is there. The academy, the education, the insurance plans, all of it's transparency. You have it all in front of you. If you want to learn more, ncrma.net, bookmark it, go look. Listen to the podcast. Look ahead and take a look at the offerings they have in terms of education, insurance coverage, and other things. And if there's more that you think there should be done, go out and reach out. Ask Rocco, ask Alice, ask Tamala, ask Jennifer, the team there. Learn more about what needs to be done there to go ahead and get, you know, obviously give every business out there peace of mind. It's what it's important. So before we can wrap things up, any last words, and how can we go ahead and, besides the website, social media, and anything else, we should go ahead and wrap things up with here to go ahead and close things out?
Now, I have one closing comment before I turn it over to Alex. What I was trying to say earlier is when you talked about Alex, and you know, he's really only been with the team for a short period of time, but you know, to me, Brasco, he's like a cell phone. I mean, I can't remember not having one.
Right.
And I can't remember not having a cell phone, and I can't remember not having an Alex. because it's all about knowledge and capability and wisdom. You know, you want advice, but you want good advice. You want sound advice. And, you know, Alex really has been driving, you know, he brought that core knowledge of the cannabis industry to the NCRMA. And he's also been very effective in finding and bringing on service partners that complement that. So I can't say enough about just, you know, after a year, because I'm 60. So I've had 60 of these years, but I really, in all the things that I've had the fortune of being involved in and accomplished, this truly ranks very high up there as, you know, remarkable change from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And like I said, it's the team and people like Alex that make it happen.
Thanks, Rock. That's that means a lot. And yeah, this has been one heck of a year, transformation, you know, on an organization level and on a personal level. It's been a ride. And I can't thank Rocco enough for putting me in the position to do what I'm doing, because I couldn't be doing what I'm doing without the team and you, Rocco. So thank you. Yeah, this is, it's been a great ride. I see so much more we can do. Yeah. Anybody, you know, to what you were saying, Rocco, please reach out to us at ncrma.net. Find me at A Herding, H E A R D I N G, at ncrma.net. And we'll respond to you. You know, we want to give you in the business and the industry the resources. We want to you know, provide the course content. We want to provide potential consulting services that may be needed. We want to tell you what you might not know and help you prepare for the unknown and for, you know, potential consequences that could be devastating for your business. And so you know, on the social media, we're really everywhere. We have Instagram, we have LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So any listener out there that wants to follow us, find us online and join the fun.
So ncrma.net. And more importantly than anything else, again, we're here at Cannabis Radio, we are steadfast and we are happy to have made such a strong commitment and to have a great partnership together now, which is just growing and strengthening. And I think, you know, it's just wanting to get the word out. I think when we got the chance to go and connect back in January, I knew there was something there, and we all kind of knew there was something great to get us working together. And I've been thankful, so thankful they're going to do this. And I'm looking forward to continuing to go and get more information out there. I want more, honestly, listeners, if you listen to anything what I do here on the program, you know, obviously we bring on great people. And again, we're going to do a lot more of this cross promotion when it comes to having other hosts on the Cannabis Radio Network. Along the line, I want to go introduce those people that also do shows with us that I get to produce on a regular basis. I want to introduce them to all of you. But first one, I wanted to have the NCRMA because it's important.
You've made no small contribution. I talked about service partners, which you are. And I also talk about risks that our members define that we needed to find solutions for. When we asked a little over a year ago what those risks were, the second most identified risk as defined by our members was sources of objective and believable media. Because there was so much information out there that they were having trouble finding information that they could use to, you know, apply to and run their businesses. So Cannabis Radio has been a big part of that solution as well.
Thank you. And that's what we strive to do. For us, it is objective. It's contextual. It's the details. We want details. We want context. We want proper. And also, you know, listen, we can respect as much as we want to the people, the pioneers that have trailblazed the way to this industry for us. But obviously, this industry is getting more professional by the day. We need to have professional, comprehensive, detailed information. And that's why shows here on Cannabis Radio, like Chronic Risk, are important. And so, like I said, I want to go and see more people subscribe to the show. If you listen to Blunt Business and Lockstep, make sure to go hit the subscribe button. Smash the button wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to go ahead and download Chronic Risk. Go check out the website, ncrma.net. I'm 100% behind these guys. I hope you all will be the same. Rocco, Alex, thanks for being here on the program. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brasco.
And listeners, thank you for listening to another edition of Blunt Business. And again, 2021 is going to be a great year. You know, regardless, it just horizon is promising. There's a lot of optimism in the air. We overcame in 2020 so much. Next year will be really great. And, you know, regardless of how things might look around the world in a political sense, this industry does not stop growing. And that's why Blunt Business is here. That's why Chronic Risk. That's why NCRMA is here. We're going to continue to go ahead and keep the good message going forward. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.